Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Mean interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Jasmine. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Jasmine Guillory. I am a New York Times bestselling writer. I have written 8 books now. Drunk on Love is my 8th. It comes out September 20th.
I love this. And I've been a huge fan since your debut novel, The Wedding Date. So I love that. I love seeing your journey, you know. Oh,
thank you so much.
From debut to like 8 books, and just, you know, you were selected for Reese Witherspoon's book club pick. So you've been in the Today Show every so often telling me what I should read next. So yeah. I love this. So talk to us about Drunk in Love. What is the elevator pitch?
So Drunk on Love is about Margot. She runs a winery in Napa Valley with her brother, Elliot. One night she has just gotten back from a business trip. She's sitting at the bar at her best friend's restaurant. She starts talking to the guy sitting next to her. They have a great conversation. They go back to his house. Nice little one night stand. Or so Margot thinks. She gets to the winery the next day and discovers that her brother has hired last night's hookup to be Margot's new employee. Mm-hmm. And so Margot and Luke have to negotiate their boss-employee relationship along with the sexual tension that they've had because of their night together. And the rest of the book is about how they deal with that.
Yes, I love this. And it's like, it has a good sexual tension. I'm like, oh my gosh, like the fact that he found out and he was like, oh, so do you want me to quit? And she's like, no, that's an HR nightmare. You know, like, we won't let you. Like, let's think about the implications. Yeah. You know? Like, just because we had a one night stand. So it's a one night stand turns workplace romance. So this book starts in Napa Valley in a winery business. So what was kind of like your research? Did you go to Napa? Did you drink a lot? You're like, must do the research.
Yeah, yes to all of those things. But also, like, I've gone to Napa a lot for years. Yeah. It's really close by to me. There are a bunch of wineries that I really love up there. And so setting a book there just felt so natural to me because there was already a lot that I knew. But then I realized that there was a lot that I didn't know. You know, I knew a lot sort of on the customer side of like going to visit wineries, but not on the other side. So I did like talk to, you know, had much more detailed conversations with people at the wineries that I visited, talked to some people who were like in the business to kind of think about the other side and paid close attention to things that I hadn't really noticed before. And so that was a lot of fun. And then I did drink a lot of wine. So that was nice too.
I think that's like a great place. And we're like, it's a win-win. You set it up in Napa, you're like drinking, you know, talking to people, getting to know it. It's a nice change of scenery. Cause I'm assuming like going to wineries, not, you know, I've been to wineries. It's like, it's just like chill, relaxed yeah. vibe.
Relaxed, you know? Lovely vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love this. So you also released By the Book, which is with Disney. It's a retail Beauty and the Beast. Tell us a little bit about that book.
Yeah. So By the Book is a reimagining of Beauty and the Beast set in around the publishing industry. The protagonist, Isabel, is a publishing assistant. She's sort of getting a little burned out at her job. And then her boss needs someone to go kind of try to get a book out of this guy who was supposed to be writing his memoir. He was like a, you know, child actor, now grown up, child of celebrities. He had gotten a contract for his memoir and never turned it in. And so Isabel goes to try to get Bo to write his memoir and ends up moving in with him to help him with his memoir at his home in Santa Barbara. And so as they work, they fall in love. It
I
was
love
very fun to write.
I love this. And this is like a grown-up book. It's not a YA. Just
Yes, grown up book.
it's a grown-up book. I love this. And so, you know, you have worked in the publishing industry for a long time. You know, it's been more than 5 years. So, like, this was probably like something, an added extension of just putting it all together, you know, what you've known.
A little bit, yeah, but like I'm on the writer side and not the side of the people doing, you know, the hard work in, you know, at the publishing houses. So that also took some research, right? Because there was stuff that I knew, but then also stuff that I didn't know, like what are the things that writers do that really annoy you, like all of that stuff. I will try not to do those. And so I've been really gratified by people who work in publishing who told me that I got it right. I was like, thank you, I appreciate that, because I tried really hard to do so. But on that one also, I got to go visit Santa Barbara and do research there, which was honestly incredible. I need to set another book there so I can do more research, because it's beautiful there. But that was also a lovely bit of research that I got to do.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love the fact that, like, you just travel for a little bit to go to a really nice city, and, you know, like, it's just research purpose. You can do a tax deduction. It's totally free, totally. So, what is your favorite thing about writing?
My favorite thing about writing are those moments when I've been struggling with something, you know, whether it's like a plot point or something about a character or kind of how things in the book come together, and then I suddenly just figure it out. Those moments just feel like there's an actual light bulb that went on over my head. Because there's always, I'm always like sort of, when I'm in those tough spots, I'm kind of brainstorming, thinking of like, should be this or that. And then suddenly I just know. And that feels so good, because it really makes me feel like, okay, I can do this. Because every book, I mean, like, you know, I just said that I've written 8 books. Every single book seems like it's impossible. Like every time I'm like, I've never done this before. I don't know how to do this. And so when you have those moments, those are the things that keep me going. Like that's when it feels like, okay, I can do this. Like I can get through this. And also it makes me excited for the rest of the book to get to write those moments that I am super excited about.
Oh, I love this. All right, so let's chat about some book recommendations. So what kind of books do you tend to read?
Oh, I sort of am all over the place. I read lots of romance, of course. I read lots of young adult fiction, lots of mysteries, literary fiction, some nonfiction too, depending on sort of, it's funny because when I'm like in the midst of writing, it gets hard for me to like read fiction, but I'm always reading something. So I will often read nonfiction then to sort of like, just because I always need to be reading something. And so that is like a kind of another way to keep reading and learning something and have a story in my mind that isn't quite my story.
I love this. And so do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
So I read and loved this book. Doesn't come out until October, but it's Alicia Rye's next one called Partners in Crime. It's so much fun. It's kind of an adventure novel and romance. The main characters get kidnapped and have to like rescue themselves. There were parts where I was like, I can't read this for a little while, it's stressing me out. But it's such a fun read. I really loved it. You know, Alicia is incredible at like crafting characters who are complicated and, you know, have good parts and bad parts, but you just cheer for them the whole time. And this book is exactly that. So I really loved that one. I love Julia Whelan's Thank You for Listening, which was just I read it as a paper book, but I think it would be incredible to listen to an audio. Like anybody who listens to audiobooks loves Julia, you know. I also read a bunch of mysteries. There's a mystery series, The Right Sort of Man by Alison Montclair. That's the first one. The fourth, I think, book just came out recently and I devoured it. They're very fun. So that's a collection of some recent ones that I just loved reading.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I have to bump Partners in Crime on my TBR.
Yes, you do. You do.
It's you know,
Yeah.
I'm like I always I save Alicia's books for like a rainy day because there's
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
you know, but you know, it's a rainy day every day.
Yeah.
So, awesome. So Jasmine, tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at Jasmine Picks. I'm on Facebook at Jasmine Guillory Writer, and I'm on Twitter at The Best Jasmine.
Thank you, Jasmine, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.